what can we do when there are toxic family members? And it's not like you're toxic, but is, you know, having phrased things the way that we've just phrased it, is there toxic elements to your behavior here? Instead of like, the mirror never lies is a great phrase, because whatever we're seeing, it's an indication of that's where we need to start looking at ourselves. And it's like, if you're looking at a situation going, I'm seeing toxic behavior here, like the first thing I would do personally is go, am I behaving toxically? That's where I would start to look. I'm really cautious, man, about making accusations or calling people names. It's like, I'm these days, man, I'm like very, very cautious about that, because I think I'm accusing myself, right? Whatever I say, if I just go, oh, that person's a real dickhead, it's like, that just smacks me in the face. Then I've got to stop and go, I've got to look at myself and I've got to look at my behavior here. Is there any way possibly that my behavior could be interpreted as dickheadish? That's where I start. And look, I mean, this stuff is applicable to every aspect of my life. I had one of the best conversations I've ever had with my son over the weekend. He's 8 years old, and it's like using the strategies and stuff. Like what we're teaching here will help you connect at a deeper level with every human being. It's not just your wife. Seek to understand before seeking to be understood. I had a conversation with my son, 8-year-old son, and I banned him from a website a few weeks ago, a month ago. I just said, right, it's like, you're banned. And he's like, for how long? I'm like, till you're 18. And of course, like the whole situation escalated out over a week or two. And it's like, he's been banned from this website and he loves this website. And it's just escalating, right? It's like the relationship is becoming more and more fractured, and his behavior is becoming more and more fractured as a result of that. And I was talking to him this weekend using the strategies that we're talking about, right? Seek to understand before seeking to be understood. And I thought, well, okay, let me do that. Let me seek to ask his understanding of the situation. To cut a long story short, I said, well, what do you think about what happened regarding that website? And we dived into it. And he goes, I think that my behavior was very unreasonable. And I think that the punishment of you banning me from the website was very reasonable. He goes, what I thought was unreasonable was being banned till I'm 18. That's what I thought. He goes, I thought that was excessive. And I thought that was you being very unreasonable. And in my mind, I'm like, that was just a flippant, that's just a flippant thing. You know, it's like, how long are you banned? Till you're 18. It's like, I didn't mean it literally. For me, it was like, saying metaphorically, you're banned till further notice, right? But I said, you're banned until you're 18. And he goes, I think that was really excessive. He goes, if you'd have said I'm banned till Christmas and then we'll review based on my behavior, he goes, I would have understood that and I would have accepted that and I'd have been happy with that. He goes, but the fact that you told me I'm banned till I'm 18, that was very unreasonable and not proportional to the behavior. And I'm like, wow. You know, it's like, instead of me going, do you understand why I've banned you? Do you understand why your behavior is a problem? Do you understand blah, blah, blah? It's like, by seeking to understand, it's like, it's a little tiny thing. How, like, he understands his behavior was bad. He understands all of these things. And by seeking to understand his position, how hard is it to actually rectify this situation, to still implement the punishment, but to heal the relationship? So I go, okay, you're absolutely right, EJ. You're absolutely right. That was ridiculous of me to say you're banned till you're 18. So you think, you, in your opinion, Christmas is a reasonable ban, and then we reevaluate based on your behavior. Christmas, he goes, yeah, I'm happy with that. It's like, all right, done. And then it's like, I love you, Dad. You know, then it's like the relationship's healed. How hard, you know, that relationship was getting worse and worse, and his behavior was getting worse and worse because I made no effort to understand him. I made no effort to understand what his gripe was. And by simply going, changing the philosophy and going, okay, I'm going to seek to understand his position before imposing my position on him, turn the situation around. And we can all do that with our wives, right? It's like, seek to understand her before seeking to be understood.